The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I am your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. It's Girl Scout cookie time of year. With me is Susan Payne. She's the public relations specialist for the Girl Scout Spirit of Nebraska. Susan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Certainly a time of year that we all look forward to, especially as the freezer gets a little low on the Girl Scout cookies. Can you talk about the purpose for the cookies? Everybody knows how good they are, but why? Why do the Girl Scouts sell the cookies?
Girl Scouts, every year for more than 100 years, have been selling Girl Scout cookies. This year, the tradition will continue because every purchase impacts local troops directly. They use the funds to support their troops and their programming. If they want to do camps or travel, all of the fundraising from cookies impacts them directly.
Can you talk about some of the things that young ladies learn in the Girl Scouts, the things that they get to do, experiences they get to have that are unique to the Girl Scout experience?
Yeah, with cookie season, girls are setting goals. They're learning decision-making, money management, people skills, business ethics. And even during the pandemic, they're learning to take a challenge and commit to exceeding their goals despite that challenge. They, with the fundraising and the proceeds, they'll turn that around to do any service projects or community projects like helping animal shelters, supporting flood or COVID relief efforts, feeding the homeless. Everything, any purchase from Girl Scout cookies directly impacts the experiences they have.
I'm old enough to remember when you basically had two choices, and they were two great choices. It was the Thin Mints, and it was the peanut butter sandwich cookies, and I'm sure there's a Girl Scout name for that cookie, but that's the best way I can describe it. Can you talk about some of the new things this year? Because you were kind enough to send me a box of some cookies I'd never seen before.
Yes, certainly. You know, we have our favorites. We still have our Thin Mints and our Caramel Delights and our peanut butter sandwiches. But one thing new this year is we have a new cookie called Toast Yay, and that is a French toast-inspired cookie. It's dipped in vanilla icing. It's really good paired with milk. It has cinnamon and maple flavors. It's your French toast comfort food.
Wow, that's amazing. You also have some gluten-free options, which has been great because my mom hasn't been able to have Girl Scout, or hadn't been able to have Girl Scout cookies for a few years. And a couple years ago, I discovered that you've got, I happen to like that one, especially that one with the caramel, the gluten-free caramel one.
Yep, our gluten-free, which is great because we love catering to a variety of different diets. But the gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookies, those are a favorite. Those are $5 per package.
Very good. First of all, let me ask you, and I'm gonna put you on the spot. You get two favorites. What are your two favorites if you could only buy two boxes?
Ooh, that's such a hard decision, Mike. But I would have to go with the s'mores, and then I also love the Thin Mints, but I could go for Caramel Delight any day. All of them are, it's hard to choose only two.
Sure, I understand. And I'll tell you what, those Thin Mints coming in a tube like that, I got to tell you, I rifle through those things like a wood chipper. It's extraordinary, and that's quite frankly how you get this big. That's the moral of the story. Susan, when people are looking for Girl Scout cookies, what are the avenues that they have in order to get them? Do you have to personally know a Girl Scout, or are there other ways that you can get in touch with those cookies during Cookie Month here in February?
Yep. This year, there are so many different options for safe contactless selling. In addition to traditional Girl Scout methods like door-to-door, we have online delivery and curbside pickup. We have direct shipping options. We also have Grubhub, and then we also have booths opening up on Friday. So you'll see your traditional Girl Scout booths pop up all over the city.
And I do want to point out that there's also an opportunity if you go online that you can donate boxes of cookies to different organizations, right?
Yep. Just go to our website, GirlScoutsNebraska.org, find cookies, and you'll have all those options in front of you.
That's fantastic. She is Susan Payne. She's the Public Relations Specialist for Girl Scouts Spirit of Nebraska. The website, GirlScoutsNebraska.org. Susan, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mike.